Our colleague Philip Reeves in London has been asking what Europeans make of what's happening to the North Atlantic Alliance.
Ask experts here if Europe is pulling its weight in NATO, and you'll likely get the same reply. US Defence Secretary Robert Gates is quite right, they'll say. Europe's obviously not shouldering its share.
Mr. Gates was citing reality. The Americans are getting fed up with carrying the defence and security burden for the rest of the Western world.
That's Professor Chris Bellamy, a London-based expert on defence and global security. The US has grumbled about this issue since the Cold War. Now, though, there's a new factor. Europe's in the grips of an economic crisis. EU countries are spending $45 billion less this year on defence than they were 2 years ago. The big players, particularly Germany, are far more worried about bankrupt Greece and the fate of the euro than the alliance. Yet NATO's not in good shape. Sawar Kashmiri, an expert on US-European relations, says the Libya operation's making that clear.
Because of the headlines, because of the coverage, a lot of people realize what the insiders knew, which is that the emperor not just doesn't have any clothes, but doesn't have anything under the clothes.
Kashmiri says the Libyan conflicts exposed all sorts of flaws, including a lack of technological coordination.
And it was very perplexing for a lot of people to find out that when the countries of NATO who are acting in Libya ran out of laser-guided bombs, America had thousands of them in the aircraft carrier, but they couldn't be used because they wouldn't fit on the French and the British aircraft.
Kashmiri doesn't agree that NATO's European members must invest more on defence. He says they already shell out $300 billion a year. It's a question of being far more efficient, and the only way to make that happen is for the US to cut funding.
Once the Europeans are faced with the prospect of not being able to defend themselves versus having the luxury of all these inefficiencies, they will make the decision to defend themselves. I mean, they've done that over the centuries, so why shouldn't they do that now?
NATO chiefs believe one answer is for the Europeans to pool resources, like the British and the French, who last year signed a wide-ranging defence treaty that includes sharing an aircraft carrier. Some believe NATO's problems are more fundamental. Constance Stelzenmüller of the German Marshall Fund in Berlin says the US and Europeans are failing to acknowledge the alliance has a new role of collective risk management. As Libya illustrates, there'll inevitably be disagreements within the alliance over what constitutes a risk. NATO urgently needs to learn how to handle that, she says.
It is not the end of the alliance if we have legitimate disagreements. It is the end of the alliance, or it will, I think, create considerable damage if we let those disagreements fester.
Stelzenmüller says the Libya interventions reveal deep flaws in Europe's decision-making processes.
They're ponderous, they produce lowest common denominator results, and while I think it's normal that we have divisions, we seem to be almost unable to then come together and try to hammer them out.
Are we perhaps witnessing an historical trend here? The slow, natural death of NATO. Chris Bellamy again.
My view of the future would be that the European joint defence should move to the European Union and that the Americans should withdraw to some extent and NATO would naturally disappear.
Look at NATO's structure, he says. You have the technologically advanced, all-powerful Americans taking the lead, supported by several European heavyweights like Britain and France. There are some smaller players, Denmark and Norway and so on. Then some ill-equipped Eastern European minnows that get a lot out of NATO, but put nothing in.
So we've got, you know, at least four levels within NATO. And if you have a structure like that, inevitably it's going to disintegrate over time.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.